Magawa, the landmine-sniffing hero rat of Cambodia. Magawa, the famous rat who sniffed out landmines, died at the age of 8. There is a Belgian charity organisation that trains rats to detect landmines and to warn the human handlers about the mines so they can be safely removed. The organisation called Apopo has been training its animals, known as hero rats, to detect landmines since 1990. Magawa was the most successful rat trained by them. In his 5-year career, the rodent found more than 100 landmines in Cambodia and was given a gold medal for his heroism. The charity said the African giant pouch rat passed away peacefully last month. It said Magawa was in good health and spent most of the week before with his usual enthusiasm. But by the weekend, he started to slow down, napping more and showing less interest in food in his last days. Magawa was born in Tanzania and underwent 1 year of training there before moving to the Southeast Asian country to begin his bomb-sniffing career. They think there are about 6 million landmines in Cambodia. Magawa was trained to detect and sniff out a chemical material in the landmines, and he cleared more than 141,000 square meters of land. He weighed 1.2 kilos and was 70 centimeters long, which is far larger than many other rat species. Still, he was small enough and light enough that he did not trigger mines if he walked over them. Magawa was capable of searching a field the size of a tennis court in just 20 minutes, something the charity organization says could take a person with a metal detector 4 days. In 2020, Magawa was awarded the PDSA Gold Medal, sometimes described as the George Cross for animals, for his life-saving devotion to duty. He was the first rat to be given the medal in its 77-year history. The rat retired last June after slowing down as he reached old age. All of us are feeling the loss of Magawa, and we are grateful for the incredible work he's done, the charity said in a statement. His amazing sense of smell allowed communities in Cambodia to live, work, and play without fear of losing life or limb, it added.